we left off the previous year talking about the two different approaches in the Rishonim.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The two different approaches in the Rishonim, how to understand conceptually the halacha Moshe Sinai of Dofen Akuma. So everybody, at least everybody we've seen up to now, accepts there's such a halacha Moshe Sinai. The question was, how exactly does it work? So we know how it plays out lamaisa. The Mishnah describes it as being, if you have less than dalad amos uschach posel against the walls of the sukkah, so that's okay. Normally the shear of schach posel is significantly less than that, but if it's against the walls of the sukkah, then it's all right because of the halacha of dofen akuma. Dofen akuma literally means a bent wall. The question is, what does it mean practically? So we saw one approach in the Rishonim. The Ran's understanding was that dofen akuma means that the wall goes like this and it bends over the top. So what used to be, we thought was Chach Posel, doesn't really exist anymore. It's not Chach Posel. It's now considered to be just an extension of the wall. And this Chach Kosher begins when it begins, actually when it's adjacent, it's touching right next to the new bent wall. Then we saw another approach to Dofen Akuma was, not that the top of the wall bends, but rather the wall just tilts entirely, in a sense, bypassing this Chach Posel. We said, man, at the end of the day, it works. So who cares when it goes like this, goes like this? What's the difference? So we said there's some technical differences in Asugi of the person who built the Nitztaba wants to sit under the Schach Posel. That was almost the exception to the rule. But is there any more real, any more common type of a scenario in terms of whether it makes a difference how we play out Dofen Akuma? So we mentioned on Wednesday that according to one approach to the Rishonim would say that the top of the sukkah goes like this, and it bends over at the top, not leaning, but bends over. The whole basis of Dofen Akuma, the whole understanding of Dofen Akuma is that you have to be able to connect the dots between the wall and the schach. That if you're, in a sense, transforming the top and calling it, it's no longer a roof, it's no longer a schach, but on the other side, that was a wall. So it goes without saying that the two have to touch one another. In order for one to take over the other one, there has to be a tzir, there has to be a connection between the two. Based on this, one could raise the following question. We spoke about this a little bit in the past. We'll talk about this hopefully a little bit more. There is another halacha Moshe Sinai in building a sukkah, what's called good asik. So good asik means that literally the wall goes up to the top. There's a third halacha Moshe Sinai called the wall being 10 tefachim. So kach nemar halacha, you have to build a wall of 10 tefachim. So let's say, for example, I build my wall of 10 tefachim, but my schach is nowhere near that. My schach is 15 feet up in the air. It happens to be running over the edge of the wall, but it's not literally touching on the wall itself. So the Mishnah says explicitly in the first paragraph of the sukkah, that's perfectly okay. You can build the sukkah that way, like a chila. You build the wall as long as it's 10 tefachim. Good asik takes over. We draw an imaginary line. It's as if it hits the top of the schach. Obviously, if the schach is more than 20 amos, that's going to be a problem. But if the schach is schach kosher, it's within 20 amos, the fact that the wall, the schach, are not touching each other, that doesn't interest me at all.
You said good asik is good l'chadchila. Is Dofen Akuma good
l'chadchila? Yeah, it's all l'chadchila. The Ramah writes that we try like to encourage people to build walls normally, not to build these crazy wall tzuchas, because not everybody knows the halacha, so people are going to make mistakes. But in terms of l'maisa, is it good l'chadchila? Of course it's objectively good l'chadchila. So the Mishnah tells us later on the first paragraph that you can build the sukkah based on good asik. So come to Rishonim and raise a question, can you combine the two? Can I build the sukkah based on a combination of good asik together with the Dofen Akuma? What would that mean? Here, I'm building my wall. It's all of 10 tefachim tall. And I'm about to draw my imaginary line. But the problem is, what I'm going to hit with my imaginary line is not even schach kosher. I don't even have bamboo, which is going as far as the imaginary line. I have metal. At that point, I have 3.5 amos of metal at that point, and only over here, right before the Dofen Akuma line, right before Dal Amos, all of a sudden my bamboo starts. So the question becomes, can that sukkah be acceptable? Chora, 1 plus 1 equals 2, why not? I have one halacha Moshe Messina that enables me to draw this imaginary line of good asik all the way to the top, and then I have a second halacha Moshe Sinai that gives me a right to, in a sense, ignore the schach posel that's within Dalad Amos of the walls of the sukkah. What could possibly be wrong with that sukkah? So that's what some Mishnayim say. Some Mishnayim say, Rochinami, you can build the sukkah that way. So if you take a look at the sixth of the Maamar Kavos, so the tour in Orach Chaim in Tzibin Tofresh Lamed Bey says that. It says, Schach posel, be emtsa b'dalat tvachim. says that if you have schach posel in the middle of the sukkah, not a case of dofer akuma. Right smack in the middle of the sukkah, you have metal. So if it's more than four tvachim across, that poses a problem. About pachas b'dalak sheir, as long as it's less than dalak tvachim, it's okay. Umutun lishin tachtav. It's so okay, says the Torah. You can even sleep under it. You can even sit under that sukkah, under that schach posel. Well, not everyone agrees to that particular point, but at least the Torah says, and those the pshita to him, that if it's less than dal tvachim, then it doesn't impact the kashya of the sukkah, and you can even sit under it. However, min hatzad, what if you have schach posel against the wall of the sukkah? So then, ein posa ala b'dal ramos. Then the shear is dal ramos dofer akuba. If al pachas dal ramos k'sheir. But if it's less than dal ramos, it's acceptable. They are midin dofer akuma. Now here's the Torah's chiddush. Afilu ein adofen eliyot tvachim. Even if the dofen, the wall itself, is only 10 tvachim, v'yagag avoa mimenu harbe, and the roof, the schach, is 15 feet up in the air, sh'anu roen hadofen ki'ilu ola ad lamala, because first we invoke the halacha masita called gudasik, so we make believe that the wall is going up. We draw the first imaginary line, the az, and after that, no imen dofen akuma. Then we turn around and say, guess what? We just used one halacha today. Let's use another one called dofer akuma. So the Torah has no qualms, has no hesitations of combining the two halacha moshe v'sinai together. So come a group of other rishonim led by the Ran who say no, not so simple. You can't combine the two halacha moshe v'sinai. Why not? What's the problem with combining the two halacha moshe v'sinai? So the pashtus advarim is the reason why you can't combine the two is because of the nature of dofer akuma. If you hold, like those who show like the Ran holds, a dofen akuma means that you're bending over the top. So we said on Wednesday that bending over the top is presupposing that the tops and the walls are next to each other. If you want to make this tziruf between the wall and the schach kosher, so the two have to be touching one another. If they're touching one another, now you want to say, well, those first couple of feet on the top are not really schach, we're going to treat them as dofen, that we can do. But if there's a break between the two, so then you're out of business, then you can't combine the two. So that's what Kama Group of Rishonim say, that if you want to first draw imaginary lines and then say dofen akuma, that's an impossibility. Because the fact that the two are not physically touching one another, that prevents the tziruf between the two. However, what's pshat the Torah? How come the Torah was okay with that? Because the Torah understood that what dofen akuma is, which is simply bending, just leaning over the wall, no big deal. You can lean over a wall, so you lean over a wall a little bit more, and now it bumps into the kashya schach. What's the problem? You can't lean a wall that's 10 tvachim. Why can't you lean the wall 10 tvachim? So I'll lean the wall that's 10 tvachim, and then I'll draw my gudasik and shalom Yisrael. So it's only according to the first group of Rishonim who say that dofen akuma is presupposing that you're connecting the two. So once there's an airspace between the two, that's the problem. The same what we saw on Wednesday, that you don't say dofen akuma on air. Why don't you say dofen akuma on air? How come the Mishnah says if you have air of more than three tvachim on the top of the sukkah, it ruins the sukkah? What happened to dofen akuma? So the Ran explained, what happened to dofen akuma? You can't say dofen akuma. How in the world can you say dofen akuma when the walls and the schach are not touching one another? So the same way that when you have an airspace on top, you can't say dofen akuma. So too, when you have, in a sense, an airspace on the side, when you have a gudasik, you have an imaginary line. It's like an airspace. So air is the antithesis of dofen akuma. Dofen akuma means physical schach and physical walls touching each other, then we can play games and tell you, it used to be schach, now it's walls. But the minute that airspace is in there, it's over. So airspace on top kills it, airspace on the side kills it as well. The Torah had no problems. The Torah said, air is not the end all of dofen akuma. You can tilt walls even when there's air there. And therefore the Torah had no qualms with mixing together a dofen akuma on top of a good asim.
But could you say the Torah even can hold over the bent wall, but just that space and the wall is different than space, than airspace on top.
So they,
you have the halachic wall, so...
Maybe. I mean, you could. The Pasha, the way the Acharon will explain from the Torah is they put the Torah to the camp of the tilting the wall rather than the bending.
Everybody would agree that you can't sit under it?
So everyone would agree you couldn't sit under it, because you can't sit under a regular dofen akuma, that's for sure.
You can't sit under a wall.
You can't sit under, right, you can't sit under the wall, right. So again, so we have a lomda shashayla, conceptual lomda shashayla. How do we understand dofen akuma? Either the bent pshat or the tilted pshat. And now we have machloikas that's playing out between the Torah and the one hand against the other pshat led by the Ran. Can you combine the two? But could there be something else that's going on in this sugya? Could there be another reason why some Rishonim would would hesitate to combine together Dofen Akuma on top of a good Hasek. Maybe it has nothing to do with Dofen Akuma per se. Maybe it has to do with just the very natures of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a really coolest. Because the starting point to building a sukkah is, the Torah says, but sukkahs, you have to build with three walls, and you have to have... What?
Not all that.
Usually. Okay? You have the starting point is, you have to build a sukkah with three walls, and you have to have schach, and the schach and the walls have to be connected to one another. That's the starting point. Now comes Moshe Rabbeinu, now from Arsini, and tells you, oh, by the way, remember that wall that I just told you about? That wall doesn't really have to touch the schach. Good asik is also good enough. And remember that halacha that I told you that schach puzzle is a disaster. Well, if it's on the side of the wall, don't tell me about it. There's a special freebie called up for the kula. So each one of the halacha masinas is a chiddush. Each one is a kula. Come, some achronim and say, maybe you're entitled to one kula per wall, one chiddush per wall. It means ein lechabala chiddusha. You start to combine together and using two different halachos or sinais, this is mamash a joke. It's bad enough, literally bad, but it's bad enough, it's hard enough to stretch this idea that you're schlepping walls up to the ceiling, you're drawing imaginary walls. It's hard enough to tell me a story that tzchach is becoming, the tzchach puzzle is becoming walls. So each one of those, you know, I'll look the other way. But maybe there's a cloud within halachos or sinais of kulas and building walls that you can't combine two together. So that's the approach that Rabbi Kivega takes. Rabbi Kivega understood, I didn't put it on the Maamar Kamos, on the Chiddush Rabbi Kivega, on the Sar Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kivega says that maybe the reason why many of the Rishonim hesitate to combine together Dofen Akuma and Gud Asik is not because Dofen Akuma is this and not that. Nothing to do with that. A whole different angle. Just the very combining together two Halacha Moshe Sinai is problematic.
Well, because according to the Torah, you should be able to...
The Torah says you can, right? The Torah says you can combine it all together.
According to him, do the trifecta, put an itztabai in there, and you can have schach above.
That's right. According to the Torah, you combine everything together. But according to all the other Rishonim who say that put the brakes on the combination, so we're not sure what's the problem with the combination. Is the problem with the combination something that's unique to Dofen Akuma, because the nature of Dofen Akuma requires that the Dofen and the schach touch one another, or is the hesitation of the Rishonim is because just the very essence of combining to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. My nafka mina between the two pshatim, the big nafka mina. What about two other kinds of Halacha Moshe Mesinai? Do we have any other hesitation of using two Halacha Moshe Mesinai combined together to create a kasher sukkah? Is that a problem or not? So if you go down the first approach, that there's nothing wrong about combining chedushim, you can combine 100 chedushim, that's okay. As long as they're all right, and combine them together. The hesitation was, Dofen Akuma doesn't lend itself to a combination with good asik. If that's the case, it's almost what we call like a din prati. It's a localized din, it's a localized limitation in Hilchos Dofen Akuma, then it wouldn't apply to other halach moshe mesinais. Or if I say no, that it's a din klali, it's a general approach towards halach moshe mesinais, that they're not subject to combinations with other halach moshe mesinais, that could have impact on other cases as well. So if we take a look at the seventh of the Maamar Kamos, the Shulchan Aruch, talks about the following scenario. Hayu dafnoseha gvoim shiva umashahu. If a person builds a wall of a sukkah and doesn't even want to make the wall 10 tefachim, this guy's really, really cheap. He's really, very low on wood. He wants that, all he's got is a piece of wood that's 7 tefachim plus a little bit. So that's okay, you know why? Then midam bepachos mishlosha samach laaretz ksheira. What you could do is take that 7.1 piece of wood and put it suspended, figure out a way to keep it up in the air. But as long as you keep it within 2.9 tefachim of the ground, so now lovut kicks in on the bottom of the mechitza, and lovut tells us anything that's less than 3 tefachim is ke'ilu, it's connected. So it's as if you filled in that gap with wood. So even though all I have is a 7.1 literal piece of wood, halacha v'sina tells me the 2.9 is between the bottom of the wood and the ground is filled in, and thus I have a 10 tefachim mechitza. That's given. That's a mishnah. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues. Afilu hagag avo harbe. He says even if you don't even put the schach directly on top of this piece of wood, you have this chach suspended. This guy's living in suspension over here. He's got his wall hanging on for dear life. He's got his chach being held up for dear life. But that's okay. As long as the wall is directly underneath the chach, That's fine, because once again, the halacha of good asik kicks in. So far, what does this person do? He built the sukkah invoking Lavan on the bottom of the wall. That's okay. That's what's wrong with Lavan on the bottom of the wall. And now he's invoking good asik on the top of the wall. So far, so good. Shulchan Aruch continues. Even that's not enough. V'afilu eina mechuvin bamish. Even if, let's say, here's my wall, and here's where my schach starts. So up until now, the Shulchan Aruch said, you better make sure that the schach is directly on top of the wall. He says, no, you have to be so careful. It can be in a little bit also. That's also all right. V'afilu eina mechuvin bamish. Rock. Shehu b'sok shlosha kenegdo ksheira. As long as it's within three tvachim of where the imaginary line of the wall ends, that's also okay. So if I had a third hand, I would show you this. But basically, we just drew two different imaginary lines. We drew imaginary line, number one, called good asik, going up as high as we want. And then we drew another imaginary line called lavud from the edge of where the schach is, less than three tvachim of airspace. No problem. The two are perfectly acceptable. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you combine together the halacha Moshe Sinai of good asik together with lavud and shalom Yisrael, and you've now built the kosher sukkah. That's perfectly okay. So if you think about it, that airspace between the top of the physical wall and the beginning of the physical schach needs two distinct halacha Moshe Sinai to merge the two. You have to first draw a good asik line. Then you have to draw a lavud line. When you have the two together, then the sukkah is kshera.
Good asik can only go up straight.
Can only go straight, right. Good asik goes straight. Right. So comes Rabbi Kivager and says, wait a second, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Comes Rabbi Kivager, according to what he said, comes Rabbi Kivager and says, according to what I just told you, that you can't combine two halachos masinas in one spot, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? How can it be that you could first build a good asik and then link up to a lavud? That's not that's overstepping your bounds. You've created two halacha masinas in the same spot in order to solve one problem that there's no connection between the walls and the schach. You can't do that. Two halacha masinas don't work. One halacha masinah per customer, per spot. That's all you're entitled to, says Rabbi Kivager. So what's the difference between what the Shulchan Aruch says is okay over here and what half the Rishonim say when it comes to Dofen Akuma and good asik that the two don't combine?
Lavud on the bottom and lavud.
Oh, right. So it doesn't seem to be a problem. Even Kivager is not bothered with that because that's two different, same wall, but two different spots of the wall.
Same genre.
Right. That's right. So Kivager says, Mikocha Kusha, it must be that we must paskin the halacha. If we paskin what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that you can combine good asik and lavud. If you can combine good asik and lavud, then there's nothing fundamentally different and nothing wrong with combining dofen akuma and good asik as well. And therefore, the Rebbe Kivager says, it sounds like we could be makir like the Shittas HaTur against the other Rishonim. So most of the Achvarim disagree with the Rebbe Kivager on this one. Most of the later Achvarim say, no, the two are not the same. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch lets you get away with a good asik with a lavud, that everybody agrees to. What's the problem? What could be wrong with combining good asik and lavud? After all, two halachos masinos, vishtei, where does it say you're not allowed to combine two halachos masinos? So the din of the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Lamed Tiv Tes, we just read, that's accepted according to everybody. But afal pichein, to combine the dofen akuma with a good asik, that's where the problem is. Because dofen akuma has its own unique problem to it. There's no din klal you can't combine two halachos masinos. There's a din prot in huchas, dofen akuma. Dofen akuma has to physically touch. If there's an airspace, air is the antithesis of dofen akuma. So that's how we generally assume la halacha. The minhag ha'olam is, most people don't follow this from the Kivager. Most people, when they build the sukkah, so very often, the walls don't go to the top. It's not always at the wall. Sometimes people use, they put boards on the bottom, they put all kind of kunsim in the bottom. Sometimes people who have canvas sukkahs, so they build lavud straps. They build straps to, you know, we spoke about this in the past, making strings, so the walls don't go anywhere near the top. And they're not always so careful to make sure the schach is resting directly, absolutely, with a laser underneath where the walls end. It doesn't matter. As long as you draw a line up to where the walls go, and then within that imaginary line, you bump at the schach within three tefachim, so Shulchan Aruch says that's perfectly okay. And there are some more chashish Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager himself wasn't chashish Rabbi Kivager. There are those who are chashish Rabbi Kivager and say that, no, any time the walls don't touch the schach, we want to make sure that we're not playing games, we're not kibbutzing any two halachos sinais. They'll affect me machmir against the Shulchan Aruch. But the pashta dvarim is that we pasken like the Shulchan Aruch. We don't accept this idea of Rabbi Kivega of connecting these two sugyas. We hold that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with kibbutzing two halachos sinais.
But Rabbi Kivega didn't really believe it.
Right. He just raises a question. He says that according to what the Rishonim is saying, you can't combine Dofer Akuma and Gurasik, that's because you can't combine two Halachos. So it's against Shulchan Aruch. Right? It doesn't really pass the way. Right. This idea that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the Chasukah that there's absolutely nothing wrong with first drawing a line of Gurasik and then looking around and scouting out and see if as long as I'm within three Tvachim, I'm okay. L'chora, and I say with a big L'chora because it's probably not this way, but L'chora, what the din should be, this should have a serious implication for Chos Erevin as well. The Gemara says in the first paragraph of Chos Erevin that when you build a Tzuras HaPesach, when you build two poles and then a wire or something across the top, so that's the basic structure of all the Ar Erevin B'zmanazes. The first Mishnah of Chos Erevin tells us that when you have two poles and a wire across the top, that's considered to be basically the equivalent of a wall. Not all the Rishonim understood it in the way I just described it, and if the Rambam had unique issues with many of our Erevin, but we're gonna follow the view now of most of the Rishonim. Most Erevin today are built with the premise that whenever you have a Tzuras HaPesach, two poles and a wire across the top, so pretty much that's halachically a wall. So comes the Gemara Erevin and says, what's the din if I have two poles and then I have a wire on the top, but the wire is not sitting mamish on the poles? The wire is up, it's up 10 feet up in the air. So the Gemara says, Ein Tzrichim Liga. There's no need for the poles at the bottom to touch the wire on the top. That's perfectly okay. Why is that all right? What's that based on? So the Gemara never explains why that's a restriction. Actually, is the Gemara. The Gemara, we conclude, Allah, that that's okay. Hilchos Ein Tzrichim Liga. So the question is, why is that so? So some Acharonim say, that must be based on an extension of the principle of good asik. The same way that we find in Hilchos Mechitzas, in Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Erevin, once you have a wall 10 tefachim, so you can shoot it all the way up to the top, so too, once you have a lechi of 10, it has to be 10 tefachim tall, the lechi, once you have a lechi of 10 tefachim, you can shoot it up to the top as well. So that's what some say. Others give a different understanding of that halacha. Assuming that it's based on the rules of Gur Asik, and it's patterned after Hilchos Sukkah, after Hilchos Erevin, Hilchos Mechitzas for Shabbos, so then, what would the din be as follows? How do you measure exactly whether that top wire is sitting over the poles? So we plug in what the Shulchan Aruch says in the Chasukah as follows: that I have a pole over here, and now I want to run a wire across. So the wire doesn't have to be sitting literally on top; it can be up in the air. Who says it has to be mamish directly in the air? It can be off a little bit. It's over here. As long as I can fiddle around and find three tefachim. So l'chora, just as in a chesukah, I can take three tefachim, and less than three tefachim, and use that together with a good asik. What's wrong with using three tefachim together with a good asik of a chesayivin as well? That's what the Yochas Shulchan writes. Chesukah writes a chiddush gadol. It's not such a chiddush, it sounds like he just connected the dots. When you build an Erev, as long as your wire is suspended either literally above or within the ballpark of being above, that's okay. So just about all the posts can disagree with this Yochas Shulchan. It's unclear why, but la halacha we don't accept this. We assume that for the dinim of Tzuras HaPesach, and maybe the standard of Tzuras HaPesach a little bit different, that's already a whole Erev inshallah, that the rules of connected Tzuras HaPesach may be a little bit different than the rules of actual mechitzos, and we assume la halacha that it's not correct. That whenever you build an Erev, so not only must the wire be on top, but it's got to be mamish on top. It doesn't have to be literally touching on top, but it's got to be literally on top. You can't stop moving it away within three tefachim. It has to be mamish literally on top. How do you define literally on top? So that was a big machlokes in the contemporary poskim. How do you measure whether something is exactly on top? No, it gets a little bit tricky. I have a pole over here. I got a wire suspended 10 feet up. How do I know? So do I follow Lefi Ra'osei Nehadayan? I go out to the backyard and take a look. Well, that looks pretty. It looks close enough to me. Is that good enough? Is the halacha given in terms of whatever it looks like according to the regular human eye? That's where Moshe's opinion was. Moshe said that Mikra Din, when you build an Erev, you have to build a pole, build a wire on top of it. It's 10 feet up. Take a look. Looks like it's under it. Great. So tests will show us that if you follow that approach, it's almost never directly on top of it. Just it's very, very hard for the person to perceive precisely where something is 10 feet above. So again, according to Rabbi Moshe, it doesn't matter. According to Rabbi Moshe, the din was given for normal people. The din was given for people to use their eyes to look and see. If it gives the impression of being on top, that's good enough. So all the other poskim disagreed with Moshe. Many of the poskim disagreed with Moshe said it's got to be literally on top, mamish on top. So how do you get it to be mamish on top? So in the old days, they used to drop the plumb lines to make sure to measure it exactly. In today's world, sometimes they do that, sometimes they laser it up to the guy's sitting on the bottom of the Erev and taking a look. Do I hit the thing? So he shoots a laser up to see whether it's okay or not. So that's a shaila. So that whole requirement that all the poskim, most of the poskim will say, that it's got to be directly on top, this is all assuming against the Orech HaShulchan, even though, again, based on what we're learning in the Chasukah, it doesn't seem to be a problem. But again, the rules of Tzuras HaPesach for Erev are probably a little bit different than the rules of Tzuras HaPesach for HaSukah. So when all the dust settles, everybody seems to agree there is this din called Dofen Akuma, that Tzchach Posel against the walls of the Sukkah have a special rule, that within the Sukkah itself, so then Tzchach Posel can ruin a Sukkah with four Tvachim, but against the walls of the Sukkah, there's a special Halacha Mashiach called Dofen Akuma. So I say that everybody agrees to it, almost everybody agrees to it. The Gemara, the 8th of the Rambam comes, we're not going to have time right now, the 8th of the Rambam comes, the Gemara quotes one possibility, Rabba, who says that there's nothing special about the walls of the Sukkah. According to Rabba, the Shear of Tzchach Posel is Dal Ramos. That is the Shear. When you have Tzchach Posel, not only against the walls of the Sukkah is it a problem up until Dal Ramos, but even in the middle of the Sukkah, the Shear is Dal Ramos. So according to Rabba, the din is the same, that Tzchach Posel against the walls is Dal Ramos. Everyone agrees to that din, but Rabba says there's nothing unique called Dofen Akuma. And everybody else disagrees with Rabba. Everybody else says no. The Gemara quotes Rabba and Shmuel and all the other Amorim said no. The fact that there's a special halacha of Dal Ramos against the walls of the Sukkah, that has no impact on the middle of the Sukkah. The middle of the Sukkah, the regular Shear of Dal Tvachim is the Shear. But there is a special, unique halacha of Shemina. So it comes out that Rabba agreed that there's a din of Dal Ramos. It's just that he's not calling it Dofen Akuma. He's not calling it a new Halacha of Sinai. He's saying it's part of the regular rules of Hilchos Sukkah. We who reject Rabba, we paskin that, no, there is something unique, it is something special, it's something called Halacha of Sinai, called Dofen Akuma, within our world, which of course the way we paskin the Halacha, then all the Machalaksim in the Rishon begin, and you have to figure out, well, what is that Halacha of Sinai? Is it this? Is it that? With airspace? Is that airspace? Is Dofen Akuma? Is it good asics? Love, with all these things combined together, this whole, everything we've been talking about for the last 3 days, is assuming that there is a halacha of Sinai, an official halacha of Sinai. According to Rabba, it's not called Dofen Akuma. According to Rabba, it's part of a regular din of Tzchach Posel being Dal Ramos. But we reject Rabba, so we do accept this idea of halacha of Sinai. And then the further discussion, the elaborate discussion as to what exactly it can do and what it can't do. We'll stop here.